Raised by Soundfest is coming Saturday, December 7th. Go to raisedbysoundfest.com for more information.
91.7 FM, Memphis, Tennessee.
Untitled Show with Tim and Steve. I'm with your guests, hosts. No, not guest hosts. We're just the regular hosts. I'm Tim Prudhomme, and that there's Steve Shelley. Hey, Steve Shelley.
Hey, Tim Prudhomme.
We already started our set, Steve, with one of my favorite bands, the Prefab Four. I know you're more of a Fab Four, but I'm a huge Prefab Four. The Ruddles. That was Eine Kleine Mittelklasse Musik from their album Archaeology that came out in 96. And we are wishing a happy birthday to Ron Nasty, whose real name would be Neil Innes. Neil played in other bands, didn't he, Steve?
He sure did. He was in the Bonzo Dog Band, which is one of our favorite things. They put out an album called Let's Make Up and Be Friendly in 72. And we're going to play another song with Neil that he wrote with Viv Stanshall. And actually, this week, the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band are releasing a mammoth box set called Still Barking. And I think this tune is on it. Let's check it out.
Stop to think.
Don't get me wrong.
You level my ideal.
She'd have big noses and skin like a seal.
Miles and miles, I can see for miles. fight through the haze. There's a bug at you. You're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile. Becomes the one I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles.
said, here's the key to all of your life. Take my name off of your mailbox. Here's the key to your Cadillac. I got my own part right out back. I said, what? There's something wrong here. And she kept talking about, I love you. Just waiting. I'm all packed and ready to go. I said, but baby,
listening to the new Untitled Show with Tim and Steve here on WYXR 91.7 FM in Memphis, Tennessee. Tim and I are playing the songs for you tonight. We just played Bo Diddley, Ooh Baby. That's a 7-inch. He released that on Checker in 1967. Peppermint Lump, that's a tune by Angie. That was a 7-inch on Stiff. It came out in 79. And that was produced by Pete Townsend of The Who. I Can See for Miles, that's Pete again. That's his solo demo of the tune from The Who sellout box that came out in 21. It's Looking Good, that's Uncle Wiggily. Tim, do you know it, who Uncle Wiggily is made up of? Any of the members?
I've forgotten all of their names, but I used to know them. They were good friends of mine.
It's a New York band?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't know who Uncle Wiggily were.
Yeah.
But we found them on this Ruddles Highway Revisited tribute LP. Came out on Shimmy Disc in 1990. It's Looking Good was written by Neil Innes. And as we mentioned earlier, we played Don't Get Me Wrong by the Bonzo Dog Band. Also written by Neil and Viv Stanchel. There we go.
Yeah. William Berger was in Uncle Wiggily. He was a FMU DJ.
Okay.
Bill Berger. Okay, well, next we're going to do, besides Neil's birthday, it's also the birthday of a Jay Trainer. He was the original Jay from Jay and the Americans. One thing I learned was that he only did this one album with them, and then he left the band, and they ended up hiring somebody else. I think I forget the guy's name, David something, but they convinced this guy, David, to change his name to Jay Black, just so that he could be their lead singer for Jay and the Americans. But this was a first hit. Maybe the only really big hit of theirs, which later was, a lot of people know it from He Cried by the Shangri-Las, but this is the original She Cried by Jay and the Americans.
And when I told her, I did. you so bad. Ooh, baby, I didn't know what I had. Ooh, baby, I can't get over you. Can't find a thing to do. But I'm a man and I can cry. Nothing without you. I treated you so bad. Ooh, baby, I didn't know what I had. Ooh, baby, I can't get over you. Can't find a thing to do. But I'm a man and I can cry. Thank you.
Portishead, the 12-inch single, came out on Exile Recordings, 2011. Song called Chase the Tear. It was originally released digitally in 2009 on Human Rights Day, with all the proceeds going to one of my favorite charities, Amnesty International. And we're wishing a happy birthday to Chief Instrumentalist Portis Header, Jeff Barrow. Before that was 96 Tears by Garland Jeffries from his 1981 album Escape Artist, which featured Adrian Ballou, as well as members of the E Street Band and The Rumor, Graham Parker's band, with a cover, as Steve was pointing out, by Anton Corbijn. Before that, we had Joan Armatrading doing Crying. It was a B-side of a 7-inch that came out in 81, produced by Steve Lillywhite. And today, Joan Armatrading turns 74. Happy birthday, Joanie. Before that was The Squires doing I'm a Man and I Can't Cry. It's a horrible sentiment. But that was from Neil Young Archives, Volume 1, 1963 to 1972. Came out in 2009. The Squires were one of Neil's first bands in Winnipeg, Canada. How old was he about, Steve?
I guess 18, 19.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we started it off with Jay and the Americans doing She Cried. 7-inch that came out in 1962, produced by Lieber and Stoller. And that was that. And what is this that you're about to play?
Let's check out this tune by Bongos Ikwe and the Groovies.
Thank you.
You're listening to WYXR. I'm Steve Shelley. I'm here with Tim Prudhomme. We're finishing up our show. But first, let me tell you what we just played. Canned Music, that was Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks. That's from original recordings that came out on Epic in 1969 and was produced by Bob Johnston, a new entitled show favorite. And we're wishing a happy birthday to Dan Hicks. Two-Headed Woman, that was Junior Wells. That was a 7-inch on Chief that came out in 57. Willie Dixon's on the bass, Syl Johnson on guitar, and we're wishing a very happy birthday to Junior Wells. And we started off this short set with You've Got to Help Yourself. That was Bongo Zikwe and the Groovies from Tell My Girl. That came out in 1976 on EMI in Nigeria and was later compiled on the excellent Nigeria Disco Funk special, The Sound of the Underground, Lagos Dance Floor, 1974-79. That collection was put out in 2008. And Tim, we're listening to yet another birthday musician playing right now. Is that so?
Yes, it is so. This is Jose Rey de la Torre from Cuba. He's often considered the father of modern classical guitar. This is something he recorded in 1957. I think you would say the name of this song is something like Caprico Arebe, possibly.
Very good, Tim.
I just pretend you are Spanish speaking and it sounds better. But yeah, so we're going to leave you with this, but stay tuned. Shanksky Shuffle is coming right up.
Stars are in the sky above. is blind, let's be natural. Everything is everything naturally.
You're now listening to the